You are listening to Idaho Matters on a Thursday. I'm George Prentice. You may have heard about the big international soccer friendly this coming weekend between Team USA and Team Mexico at CenturyLink Arena in Boise. But have you heard of some of the other events going on this week that include a player combine and some youth camps? Kids can get a chance to get training from the Team USA coaching staff. And we want to learn all about that from Kevin Milliken. He works for the U.S. National Arena Soccer Team Program. Kevin, welcome.
Oh, welcome. Thank you very much. I'm glad to be on.
Many people know what a soccer friendly is, but what is a player combine?
A player combine is basically players coming to try out. And we give them an opportunity to work with our coaches, and we watch them play and you know, then they can possibly be selected to be on the national team. And at least one lucky player that comes to the combine this week and will get a chance to suit up and at a minimum be on the bench. And if things work out, get in the game as well.
Wow. Wow. Talk about a life-changing moment. So this is a way to find new talent.
It's a way to find new talent. And we've actually done, you know, pretty well with it. You know, we put out a press release about that. We had two guys from combines we did in 2017 that we actually took to our World Cup in Tunisia. And then we had another combine in Cincinnati at the end of the spring in March. And three players from that went and played an exhibition we had in South Dakota. And then they also are coming to Boise this weekend, and they were all players we found at that combine.
So it's possible that a player that is identified not only suits up and sits on your bench, but they hit the road with you?
Yes. They can get on the bench tonight. They could potentially get – or Saturday night, they could potentially get in the game. And, you know, we've got our World Cup coming up in Australia in October in Perth. And, you know, we qualified last year in the Pan American Championships. So potentially the player could get on that roster as well. We're just looking for the best, you know, 12, 13 guys to take to Australia.
Kevin, I'm guessing you may have heard this before, but I'm not the first to say that Idaho has a fair amount of raw soccer talent here.
We actually know that because we've got Evan McNeely coming, playing with us this weekend, and he's actually a high school teacher up in Sandpoint, Idaho. And unfortunately, Brian Farber couldn't come this year, but he played with us the last 2 years, and he's actually from Sandpoint. So we have two players on our regular roster from Idaho. So, you know, we know very well the talent that's in Idaho. It's one of the reasons why we're having the combine there.
Excellent. Tell us about Saturday's friendly.
Oh, it's going to be exciting. You know, just recently Landon Donovan last year switched over and started playing arena soccer, and he plays with the San Diego Soccer. So obviously, you know, that's a very well-known name. He's probably the most famous player in soccer history for the United States. Mm-hmm. And so we're very excited that he's, you know, agreed to play on the national team and come and play with us. That's really awesome and brings a lot of exposure. But, you know, we also have a lot of other great players. You know, Frank Taillieu, the three-time reigning MASL MVP, will be there. They call him the King. And so it's going to be very exciting soccer. Mexico's got several really, really good players as well. You know, very excited about the game. It's going to be really, really high level.
We're talking with Kevin Milliken. He is with the U.S. National Arena Soccer Team. We're talking about Saturday Soccer Friendly in Boise. Let's talk about the youth camps. Are they for boys and girls?
Yeah, we're doing them co-ed by age. So we'll have boys and girls 8 to 11 in one session, and then 12 to 15-year-olds in the other session. And then actually the combine is for ages 16 and up, because we also have a U21 national team that's going to be going to Moscow, Russia next summer. So, and that's actually an interesting event. That's going to be played in Red Square.
I'm just picturing kids being coached by Team USA coaches. This is a pretty unique opportunity.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we got the best, you know. We've got Craig Rodas will be there. He coached the Cincinnati team that actually knocked off the San Diego Soccers a few years ago in the U.S. Open Cup. We've got Bernie Lillewall will be there, who is one of our former head coaches of the U.S. National Arena teams, now the GM of the Arena National Team, and he'll be running that as well. And he's also was the head coach of the Ontario Fury in the MASL. So really high-level coaches for arena soccer. It's just not, you know, even our regular pro coaches. These guys are the best of the best.
How do the kids respond to these camps? It's got to be a really life-changing weekend.
Well, yeah, anytime you get high-level coaching, you can tell the difference. You know, and I'm not saying that other coaches are bad or whatever, but there's the best in any profession. And most people that are in a profession are good anyway, but getting that elite level coach that's even the best of the best really makes a difference. And just it's just the difference how they communicate, get the points across to the kids. They're really easy to understand. And, you know, the kids really enjoy it because I think they don't walk away from there feeling like they learned something. It's not confusing. It's actually very simple.
Can anyone sign up for the camps or the combine?
Anyone can sign up.
And how do you do that?
There's no limit. You just go to our website at www.soccer567.com, and you just click the link for Camps and Combines, and CenturyLink Arena, Boise, Idaho, is right there. So, you know, so we're doing them all over the country. I think we got Denver the following weekend and Albuquerque the weekend after that. But Boise's this weekend, and we're really excited about it. And it's, again, it's www.soccer567.com.
Can you handicap the friendly between Team USA and Team Mexico for us? Paint us a word picture.
Boy, that's really tough. You know, Mexico's really competitive. I mean, I have to look back to see what our records are, but it's really close. Almost 500. It's always a battle. I think the game down in Ontario, I think we beat them 7-5 last time. And in Idaho last year, we beat them 3-2 in the final of the event we had last year. But they also beat us as well. I don't know. It's a coin flip. I'm representing the United States arena soccer team. So I'm obviously pulling for Team USA and want to think that they have the edge, but it's going to be a tough game. And, you know, as a fan who's buying a ticket, that's what you want to see. You don't want to see someone steamroll somebody else. So, it should be really, really entertaining, and everybody should get their money's worth, that's for sure.
I'm a major fan of arena soccer, but quite frankly, there's a number of folks who may not have been to an arena soccer game. And I guess the first thing that I notice is the energy.
Yeah, especially when you get a lot of people in the building, and I know that ticket sales have been going really well. It actually looks like it potentially could sell out, so people should get their tickets pretty quick, because I was on the website this morning, it looks like sections are pretty full. And, you know, when you get that many people literally over the arena, you know, that's just so close, and it's indoors with a roof and the noise, and then the pace of the game, you know, you're talking 50, 60 shots on goal, and probably, you know, 3-2 was a low score last year, but, you know, usually you average like 10 to 12 goals a game. And all that energy with all those people just packed in tight with the, you know, the acoustics in the building, it really is a lot of energy. It gets your juices flowing, that's for sure, whether you're watching or playing.
And what time is what time's the friendly?
Friendly 7 p.m. On Saturday night. Occasionally, if there's a huge walk-up, they might delay it like 15 minutes, but I wouldn't count on it.
and you said tickets are going pretty quick.
They're going very quick. I got a ticket report this morning, and I was scanning through the sections on the website at CenturyLink, and I'd say over half the sections are actually completely sold out.
Excellent.
And then the other half sections have, you know, some have more seats than others, but it's going to be a good crowd, a lot of energy. So if people want to come, they should get their tickets today, tomorrow at the latest. Because if it doesn't sell out, it's going to be really close.
Okay.
So it's going to be very exciting.
Kevin Milliken, U.S. National Arena Soccer Team Program, thanks so very much.
Well, thank you for having me on. We really appreciate it.
And that's going to do it for Idaho Matters. Our producers are Samantha Wright and Frankie Barnhill. Associate producer is Hannah Gardoski. Our program associate is Norm Gunning. Theme music written by Will Hall. I'm George Prentice. I'm going to give this one more try tomorrow. You can hear today's program and previous interviews on our website, and that is BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Thank you so very much.